EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome Dr. Andrew Manley, who last year released a documentary entitled To Whom Much Is Given, which chronicles the journey of one man and his students as they struggle to change their futures from being locked up or dead in the streets. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call us with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
The weekend was so much fun.
Yeah.
Had some friends in time from in town from Vegas. One of my UNLV buddies was in town from Chicago, so hung out, went out both nights, Friday and Saturday. Had a really good time.
That's good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
Oh, and my cousin Terry was in town, so she hung out with us as well.
Oh, Terry Parker?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all had fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
On Thursday, I went to the, we've had Faith, Monique, and Selena Johnson on doing the reality show with Kiki Wyatt and Nicole Gilbert. They're doing a reality show that airs on TV1 this coming Sunday, August 20th, R&B Divas. They had their launch party here in Atlanta, and I went there on Thursday and got to meet Faith, and I got to meet Selena Johnson.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, and I met Roddy Perry, who's been on the show. And I met Richard Glass, who's been on the show a couple of times. So it was good to meet, a lot of the people. I really wanted to meet Monifa, but I couldn't catch up with her. So, but yeah, it was a nice event. It was held downtown. I can't remember the name of the place. It was really nice. It's like a rooftop kind of thing. And then Saturday, I had my performance. Had a performance on Saturday. They had the, to me, it was more for couples, but there were singles there. I think you went to something like this before where you're painting and there's wine and hors d'oeuvres and kind of thing. And I was basically the entertainment while they painted. And they actually gave away a bottle of Chardonnay to the people who finished first and followed the instructions. So it was really cool.
So it was the couple's paint, you said?
Yeah, basically they have.
So you were singing while they painted or it was before or after?
Well, what happened was the instructor, she was showing them what they would be doing, basically the type of painting they'd be doing. And once they start drawing with pencil first, and when they start painting, actually, that's when I came on and performed while they were painting. So they were sipping wine, and then she had some hors d'oeuvres for them. And it wasn't really like a race, but it was like a sea kind of painting thing. And it was over, I guess it was from 7 to 10. It was nice. Really nice couple thing. That was my weekend. I went to Local Luna afterwards. I had a good time there. So. But anyway, Adam's not with us tonight, but I know Chike's on. What's going on, Chike?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Chike.
I'm doing all right. What's going on, Ms. Parker?
How are
you doing? I'm doing
not
well.
Much.
Y'all had really fun weekend. I'm jealous.
What'd you do?
Of course, I went to the movies. I had a huge birthday party for a family member, which, you know, is a big deal. My aunt turned 73, so that was a big deal. So
we had
a big family blowout. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Happy birthday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday, auntie.
Happy birthday.
Yes. So I managed to go to the movies. I managed to go to the movies, and I saw a movie called 2 Days in New York, and I saw another movie called Hope Springs. I think people may be more familiar with Hope Springs because it was a big budget release with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, and it was pretty good. It was actually more than pretty good. The movie is about two people that are in the middle ages of life who have been together for years, and they lose the sparkle in their relationship and the journey that they go on to get the sparkle back in the relationship. And this is not just a movie that people who are middle aged can relate to. Anyone who has been in a relationship for a number of years can relate to this movie, because it's all about how do you keep the spontaneity, how do you keep the life, how do you endure, how do you get back to that same essence that you had initially in the relationship. It was very, very, very good and very relatable. So that's a movie that I highly recommend that people, you know, see that have been in a relationship who may be in that similar situation. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll, you know, associate yourself. Very good. The second movie, 2 Days in New York, is about a couple. They are together. Each of them have children, and they come together and create this family. And the couple is an interracial couple. And the girlfriend's family from Europe comes to visit for a weekend. So the family consists of her father, her eccentric sister, and her eccentric sister's crazy boyfriend. So you can imagine, for a weekend in New York with Chris Rock being the boyfriend, you know, him and his antics and his comedy, along with these eccentric characters in New York for a weekend, and they're trying to just get through the weekend and trying to endure. It's very politically incorrect, which is hilarious. And that, with the mixture of the awkward situations and Chris Rock and just the whole race situation, yeah, I give that a thumbs up as well. So if you can, check that one out. I kind of stayed away from the big budget movies this weekend because I want to shine a little bit more light on the independents. But I will be back to big budget next weekend. I still have yet to see Bourne Legacy.
Okay.
And that big budget action movie with all the action stars that ever lived comes out this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The Expendables, yeah. Okay. I want to check that out. I want to see if the old guys still have it.
Are you
going
to
see
Sparkle?
Oh, definitely Sparkle. I'm going
to
try to see Sparkle, though, before Friday, because I have a hunch that it's going to be a little cuckoo-ca-choo in the movie theaters this weekend. So I'm going to try to see that before the weekend actually gets here.
Okay. Anything you got going on you want to share?
Nope, not really. Nothing going on.
Okay.
Later on this month, I will have some things going on, and I'll tell you guys about.
Okay, great, great, great. All right, Chicken, well, as always, we appreciate you, and Adam will be back with us next week. He was doing some filming over the weekend for upcoming projects, so he's dealing with some stuff, but he'll be back next week. Appreciate you, as always.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Yeah, he's staying on. I thought I traveled.
What's going on, A-Ron? Olympics are over. What's your say on the Olympics?
Yo, the Olympics, man, Steven. Ms. Parker. I still want to talk about Chico Johnson right now, but I'm going to talk about that in just 1 minute. Let me get the Olympics out the way. Let's see.
Okay.
USA men and women's basketball team both won gold over the weekend. Let's see. The women beat France for the gold medal, and the men beat Spain for the gold medal. Total medals, we got the most gold, the most silver, and the most bronze out of any other country, which means that we got the most with a total of 104. Second place was China with 88. Third place was Great Britain with 65. Dwight Howard is now a Laker, which I'm sure everybody knows now. If you don't, then you need to
tell
people.
You know, it's part of the Lakers.
Yes, he is a Laker, as well as Steve Nash. So Kobe's coming back to America with a really nice squad. Oklahoma City might have some problems this coming year. It'll be good. This is going to be a really good NBA season coming up. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. All right, Chad Johnson.
Okay. Well, hold on. Before you get into that, real quick, you talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
I heard that also that this was the first year that more women won the gold than ever before. Was that true?
The women were cool, man. Yeah, women were.
Well,
it
was more women in the Olympics this year than ever before, too.
Yeah.
The little lady.
Dominated.
So shout out to
women. I'm a sport, y'all.
Yes, women.
I'm doing something in 4 years. Yeah, I'm doing something in 4 years. Is it real, too? And get that
Rio's going to be crazy. Rio's going to be crazy. I'm like, people, get your tickets now if you can. Get them.
People are getting their tickets. They are getting their tickets now.
Yeah. It's going to be popping. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know about booking a trip 4 years in advance, though. That's
what I'm
saying.
Right.
Steven, we should look in the budget in the next coming 4 years. We should do like a show live from the Olympics in Rio. I'm just putting it out there.
I know someone who booked their ticket 4 years ago for real, for 8 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's a little too
and got their hotels and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Tell them, Ms. Parker, you need to throw out a little hint to Steven. Like, yo,
I'm not
Steven
doing it.
Steven might go live for Rio.
I'm away at least for 2 years.
Why? At least 2 years.
Four.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, so gold women, team USA, team women, love it.
Right,
now,
right.
Can I talk about Chad Ochocinco?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Chad Ochocinco Johnson and his lovely wife of, 32 days, 31 days? Has it been a month? About a month? Evelyn?
No, not even a month.
Not even a month?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, his lovely wife, Evelyn, lovely and talented. headbutt situation. He got arrested, misdemeanor. Got out on Sunday. Was arrested on Saturday. Got cut by the Dolphins on Saturday, and now he's unemployed, looking for a job. So good
luck
with that.
They're losing crazy money.
And reality
I'm telling y'all, mark my words.
I don't
word.
Believe that because I didn't think they would cancel anything. They show some foolishness. But I guess they say they're salon for everything.
And you all heard that VH1 had a show for them, right?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. It got canceled.
It's canceled. Okay, yeah. So no NFL contract, now no TV show contract. Evelyn's about to bounce.
Me no
she's
paper.
Like, Evelyn ain't getting no paper, and she's not about to spend her own money, her own little ducats. She's not about to spend those, so she wanted to spend Chad's money. Now Chad ain't got no money.
Evelyn's follow them, but a lot of people said that this is no surprise that they're experiencing problems already. I mean, what do y'all think?
It's
jump.
It was drama from the beginning. They met on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm not knocking people who
and she slept with him
on
the first night, and she said she did.
Yeah, she did. She was
on
a jump
TV,
off. I mean, she,
a groupie.
She
married a
she
groupie.
She wanted her.
She's
trying to come up.
And she is a groupie, and she married someone. Like, so, I mean, what are you doing keeping tabs on him? You know what I mean? You already know what the game is.
You already know what time it is. Right?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You sleep with other people's husbands.
What? Hello? This is not.
I don't know about headbutting her, though. He went hard.
Yeah, and then he got a big head, too.
she should just accept the fact she's number one status. She's his wife. She's won. If you're doing other women, so be it. Stop looking for it. It is what it is. You know, you kind of won. You're the wife. You're not the jump off or the you know, the ex or the whatever or the hotel girl. You're the wife. You won. So why are you searching and looking for stuff? Cause she's drama. Evelyn is drama. We all know she's drama. This could have been part of their show. This, you know, and it could have backfired.
Go ahead and headbutt me, baby. We're going to make this a show. Mm-mm.
Right, exactly. And guess what? It backfired on them. No, because seriously, Miami Dolphins are tired of drama. They don't want no drama. Chad Johnson, I'm sorry, people, he's somewhat talented. I mean, he was pretty good, but he was in Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not a good team. So if you can shine in a bad team, I mean, okay, woo-woo, yeah. Now, he was on a really good team with the Patriots, and what happened? He fizzled, didn't shine. So
did they say something about there were other
– he can dance, though.
There were other football players who have been in domestic situations like this, and they've only been suspended like a game or a week, and they're saying that he's getting, you know, the fact that he was kicked off. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I actually watched.
Well, it's not the only reason.
Okay.
They released a statement saying that previous to this that he'd been warned because he comes to practice late and he'd been cussing during the press session.
During the interviews
and
in the press conferences,
they told him that. Then they said they already been having problems with him. So this is like they already knew, like, if they keep him on, you know, it's not going to be – it's just one thing after another with him.
This was pretty much the icing on the cake. They were done.
He never hung out with T.O. I don't know. Maybe T.O. was – maybe they just the
rubbed
same.
Off on him. Yeah. It was just – it was kind of bad. Because, see, actually on HBO, they actually do a training camp documentary on the Dolphins. And so Chad was one of the players that was featured on it, and he was clowning around, cussing at a press conference, thinking that it was cool and that it was cute. And if you actually watch it, it's actually sad. It's like, man, it's like he feels that in order to get attention, he has to be the clown of the room. And that's so sad because it looks like Chad is a really smart guy. I don't know him, probably will never meet him. Hope that actually could, would love to interview him. But he seems like a really smart man. And I just think that sometimes he thinks that in order to get attention and to be liked, he has to go the clown route or the circus route, you know, I don't want to say the dumb and, you know, but just he has to go there, and he still doesn't have to. I mean, bruh, just speak. You don't have to cuss and be, you know, over-the-top drama. You know, he's the male equivalent of drama right now, and his wife is the female equivalent of drama. So.
Yeah.
Well, do you think this is it for them? Will they stay together?
No, depends
that's a
restraining
order on him now.
Yeah, so they can't even see each other right now. So I think it all depends. If they can get some money off of this or some checks or something, but if they have to sit around each other and see each other's face all the time after this is done and there's no money, there's no cameras, there's no parties or nothing, it won't last long because it'll be more drama. It'll be more drama.
Yeah, and I don't know how smart you can be to marry Evelyn, but I guess he's fine. But I do believe that, you know, they'll probably get back together. Because
you
Evelyn don't want to be
Kim
proven wrong. I think Evelyn don't want to be proven
You already
wrong.
Know what you're getting. You already know. It's documented. It's on TV. I mean, come on, man. It's documented. It's on film. You know what you're getting. I hope that you don't think that you're getting something different. She's letting you know what you're getting ahead of time. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue to follow that story, you know, as it unfolds. But, Aaron, I'll let everybody know where they can follow you on Twitter since you changed your name on us.
Oh, yeah. on let's see, Twitter is still A. Ron Cosby. I mean, no, Twitter's still
no.
Ron Cosby, right? It's not? Okay.
No, it's the A1.
It's the A1, okay. Twitter, the letter A, the number one, underscore, the word 20, T-W-E-N-T-Y. It's not spelled ghetto or anything. I'm not knocking ghetto people, but it's spelled actually like it is in the dictionary, T-W-E-N-T-Y, the number one and the number two. So it's A1 underscore 2012. And you can also follow me on that same name on Instagram. And Facebook is still A. Cosby.
Well, as always, man, we definitely appreciate you. And again next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really, really quickly, y'all. Congratulations, Stephen, Ms. Parker, the whole team, man. We are really doing great things. And the interview last week with Faith Evans was just, you know, just epic, you know. And that's just the one of many. We've had a lot of great interviews the past almost 2 years, so we should all be very, very proud. And I see just bigger and better coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate all that you do, man.
No problem. Appreciate y'all.
All right. All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Ms. Ferguson?
You know I'm here.
How you doing?
We weren't sure.
You know I'm here. Like, sure, you know, I'm always fine a little bit late. I know.
How you doing?
How are you guys? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I can't complain. What do you have
yeah.
for?
I have quite a few things. So I do want to send an apology out to everybody. I wasn't on last week. And so if you live in Georgia, I wasn't able to tell you about the tax-free weekend. So I'm so sorry about that. It actually lasted Friday and Saturday. And, of course, it didn't last on – it didn't end on – it ended Saturday evening. So a lot of people thought that it carried over to Sunday, but it didn't. So I'm sorry
oh,
I wasn't
not?
Here to tell everybody about that. No, it did not. It ended, like, Saturday in the stores, of course, when the stores closed, and then it ended online at 11:59 p.m. So for everybody who thought they were going to be making purchases on Sunday and thought it was going to be tax-free, it wasn't, unfortunately. I know this is the first tax-free weekend that I've heard of that didn't carry over through Sunday, but, hey, I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Right.
Well, anyway, I'll go ahead and try to give you guys some savings, even though you weren't able to, you know, for those of you who weren't able to participate in the tax-free weekend. One of my favorite designers and favorite stores, BCBG Max Adria. Now, their factory stores, they're having a summer blowout sale. Now, I've shopped there quite a bit, especially in the outlet stores. But now they're having styles starting as they just added new styles to their summer blowout sale, and it's starting as low as $39. So, I mean, it may not seem like budget shopaholic prices, but when it comes to BCBG Max Adria, those are budget shopaholic prices. I also want to tell you that I spotted in Marshall's over the weekend, yes, during the tax-free weekend, I spotted in Marshall's a couple of BCBG Max Adria pieces, and they were on a clearance rack. So that might be something that you guys also want to take a look at. I saw a sweater dress that was normally like $298 for $30. I saw a summer maxi dress for about $20, and this is all on the clearance rack. And I was just out looking. I didn't buy anything, really. Well, I did buy something, but I didn't buy a whole lot. Sorry, my dog is being bad. Anyway, but yeah, they do have quite a few things around this time of year on the clearance rack. So I would definitely suggest that you guys check that out. TJ Maxx and Marshalls, you know, I'm always screaming TJ Maxx, Marshalls from the roof, and they will definitely have a lot of pieces around this time of year because they're trying to clear out for the fall. Today is the last day to get an extra 25% off of all sale shoes on shoes.com. So they have all types of shoes. I mean, you know, if you're shopping for back to school, they have things for that. They have just regular things like, you know, riding boots if you're looking for anything for the fall, pumps, sandals, all types of shoes are on shoes.com, and they're discounted. I mean, they're not discounted by much, you know, a couple of dollars, but you know, they're going to be a lot cheaper than they would be in the department store. All right? Express is having a summer sweater sale. And I'm not talking about for the winter or the fall. I'm talking about strictly crochet-type sweaters. Not the thick knit, but those light, you know, I wouldn't call them flimsy, but those white sweaters that you can wear in the summertime with maybe like a little tank under them. They're having a summer sale, and they have sweaters starting at just $30. Now, I know, Ms. Park, you lost a little bit of weight, even though I say you didn't need it. You're making me feel bad about myself. So that might also be someplace.
You look fine.
Girl, so when you told me that we were supposed that we should go shopping because you lost the weight, so, oh, Lord, that means I really need to get my butt in the gym. But anyway, I digress.
I may not need to now. All the drinking I've been doing, I probably put it back on. Shoot, who knows?
I'm listening
real hard.
Oh, well. I still pale in comparison. Today is the last day at Gap to get 30% off of your entire purchase during the Gap Friends event. So, you know, the stores, of course, are closed because it's 10:25. But, you know, they have, you can still shop online until 11:59 p.m. this evening and get that deal. If you shop at the Limited now, you can get 40% off of all their shirts and shirt dresses. Now, of course, this is regular price items. And you know what? If you're on the Limited mailing list, and it's so easy to get on their mailing list, all you have to do is just give them your telephone number, and they can look you up by your telephone number. But if you get on their mailing list, they'll start mailing you coupons. And they mailed out a 20% – no, I'm sorry – they mailed out a $20 coupon. This is so unprofessional. I'm so sorry. A $20 coupon off of anything in the store. And so you didn't have to have a minimum purchase. And this is something that limits it. Hopefully this is something that they're starting. But this is very, very rare that they do this. So it's still valid. And I believe it's valid through this week, if I'm not mistaken. But I have to take a look at my coupon because I haven't gone to the Limited to use this coupon. But anyway, so if you get on their mailing list, they'll mail you all types of things. But right now they're having, so that would be a really, really good deal if you get that 40% off of their shirts and shirt dresses and then use that $20 off. That would be a really, really, really good deal. So for those of you who already have it, I would definitely say try to use it. All right? Piperline.com, which is another one of my favorites. I have so many. If you shop there now, you can get 25% off of all fall styles during their new fall apparel sale. And it's now through the 17th. So, you know, I know it's just 25% off, but the Piperline, a lot of their prices aren't really too expensive. So that might be something that you want to try if you're looking for fall items. And New York & Company, they're having a semi-annual pant event. And if you shop now, you can buy one, get one free off of all pants. So that's not buy one, get one 50% off. It's not buy one, get one 75% off. It's buy one, get one free. And that's, you know, I love free. So that's my favorite little thing. So, I mean, you know, I really like to shop the Limited for, you know, work clothes and things because I think that they're reasonably priced. And they always have really, really great sales. I'm sorry, did I say the Limited? I meant to say New York & Company. I always have New York & Company for those types of items. So just so you know, buy one, get one free on all pants. And last but not least, I don't really shop here often, but I have shopped here. Singer22.com is a site. I think I talked about them before. This is a site where they get celebrity styles, and they actually find the actual brand that the celebrity is wearing, and they showcase that brand. So if you see Nicole Richie wearing something like Madewell, you see her wearing the Madewell jeans or, you know, an All Saints top or something, they'll put that on their website for sale. And they're having a sale right now. I mean, actually, another thing that I meant to mention is that they advertise often by showing celebrities in those particular items, and then they'll put the item up for sale. So if you shop there now, you can get 30% off of all of their sale prices, and that's singer22.com. So I think that's the last sale I have for you guys this evening.
And they can find all that on budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
They sure can.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you as always.
We will get together, Ms. Parker. Okay, we'll get together so we can actually see what's happening for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All
right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Ms. Parker, I know we talked about this.
Do we have time for entertainment?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
I mean, I think we basically talked about, you know, what I really want to talk about, Evelyn and Ultra Single Craziness, or Chad. Not too much else going on in the entertainment news right now. Whitney Houston's daughter and I believe her stepson got matching tattoos.
Yeah, in honor of Whitney's birthday.
What was it of?
They got WH. They got WH on their wrist because, you know, Whitney's birthday was last week, and they did that in honor of her.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the 9th. Yep, it wasn't the 9th, and she would have been 49. She was
49
very
years old.
She was also at a very young age. So.
Yeah.
All the athletes are coming back into town to show all the Twitter pictures of Gabby and everybody else on the plane, pictures and tweeting and Facebooking. So congrats to the USA. We won the most medals.
Absolutely.
104, I believe, in total. Is there anything else that you want to mention? Rihanna is going to be on Oprah next Sunday. I have to watch that because I saw a clip. And she was crying, still crying over Chris Brown. So I have to see that. I love me some Rihanna, like from a standpoint that, you know, she's a Pisces, but I cannot stand her music. But I love her fashion.
Yeah.
I think she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
But I don't know, that whole Chris Brown thing, she's going to have to figure that out quick.
Yeah.
I definitely
want
to see what's going on.
She said she felt like she lost her best friend, so. We'll see. We'll see what happens more than anything.
Still crying
over
Chris Brown?
Lord. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Manley. Right back after this.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the show. Directed by Corey Luke, Too Much Is Given is a documentary film about founder and principal Dr. Andrew Manley's mission to improve the lives of his students in South Central Los Angeles. New West Technical Academy is a non-public special education school that provides a safe haven and supportive environment for at-risk youth who have been displaced from public school systems. In addition to learning disabilities, many of these teenagers must overcome drugs, gang mentality, incarceration, and broken homes to graduate and change their futures in 11 weeks. Please tell me welcome to the show, Dr. Manley. Welcome to the show, Dr. Manley.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Thank you.
Mr. Knight, let me begin by saying that you are a most admired and well-respected radio talk show host, and I want to thank you for having me on as your guest tonight.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that compliment. You know, I was very interested in having you on because I used to work with the youth, and I did it from the court system standpoint, working with the youth detention alternative, and I had to go into the schools and some of the alternative schools. And so having you from that perspective to come on, you know, I definitely was interested in having you on. So thank you for being on tonight.
Thank you. My documentary film, To Whom Much Is Given, was born of my desire to say to America and the world, our children, especially teenagers today, are crying out for a greater parental involvement in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I founded New West Tech Academy 20 years ago in South Los Angeles. New West Tech Academy is a non-public special ed school whose design is to provide academic education and social training for youth who are not able to make it in mainstream education, primarily because of behavioral problems.
Yeah.
Soon after having opened the doors at New West Tech, I requested the local school districts to send me their hard-to-place students, the really bad actors. I had stringent governing rules in place and mm-hmm. enforced them with a tough love approach. It didn't take me long to realize that these young people were desperate to discuss their concerns and issues with anyone who would take the time to listen,
right,
while yeah. yearning for a sense of belonging. My experience mm-hmm. here during the past 20 years gave me enough understanding of our young people to feel that I needed to share our story, the real-life story of the kind of pain that these kids, many of these kids, endure on a daily basis.
Yeah.
As they reach out for help. Consequently, To Whom Much Is Given was born.
Wow. So, you know, you talked about them having a desire to have the parental support. And I know that when I worked with the youth, that did you notice for yourself that a lot of times those parents, they didn't know how to parent. They didn't know how to be that support. And a lot of times it's a generational thing because they didn't have that. Was that one of the biggest challenges in your endeavors?
That was the biggest challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is sad, and I'm not dispassionate toward the needs of parents because many of them are victims too.
Exactly.
They brought children into the world, and they really don't have the parenting skills is much needed. And my message to America and the world is the time has come for us to become conjoined in our efforts to reach out for our young people, whether or not they
exactly.
are DNA children or grandchildren. We need to give them a hand up and
mm-hmm.
not a handout.
Yeah.
One thing that To Whom Much Is Given gave me the opportunity to do was it enabled me to introduce suburban America into the urban American experience without their having to venture into the corridors of the urban setting. Most people drive around the inner city. They don't go into
sure.
the inner city unless they live there or work there.
Right,
and at the
yeah.
same time, most suburbanites have the faintest idea as to what lifestyles entail
mm-hmm.
for young teenagers, especially in the inner city. We hear about all of the bad things, but during the past 20 years, we have taken some of the hardcore kids who were at wit's end with regard to having the hope for a decent future, and we've been able to turn them around with the application of tough love, unconditional love, and a commitment to their needs beyond
right.
question. And I discovered that when you base your opinion on these kids solely on objective news reporting, you don't always get the true picture. You know,
mm-hmm.
these combined are the driving forces behind the need, I feel, for every American to view this documentary, To Whom Much Is Given.
And you said about the To Whom Much Is Given, it's something everyone needs to see, and it inspires hope. Tell us about how it inspires hope. I know obviously you see these young adults, you know, going on and doing great things, but in your opinion, how does it inspire hope?
Well, first of all, there must be a safe and clean environment that's
mm-hmm.
conducive to learning.
Yeah.
There must also be a concerted effort put forth in your commitment to teach that child while understanding their drawbacks or their limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the kids who are placed in non-public special education school settings are already behind. Usually
mm-hmm.
They, or too often, they've already had a stint with the law, having gone to camp, have experimented with different kinds of drugs, et cetera, and they are floundering without hope or direction. We also live in a society, it seems, that does not encourage communication between the youth and the parents.
Right. Yeah.
They basically feel the way they do because they feel that nobody's really interested in listening to them vent about their fears, their frustrations, and their hunger. And let me touch on that for a moment. A large percentage of kids who live in the inner city go to bed hungry at night and or undernourished. A lot of them suffer the pains of homelessness. You have families in the inner city who are financially challenged, doing the best they can, where you have 12 to 15 people living in a two-bedroom place because somebody has gotten evicted or they've had the kinds of troubles that caused them to lose their places of abode. And who's to blame? They're not to blame either. However, there are enough of us out there who do understand the problems that the community is faced with that it gives us an obligation to reach out for these parents also who are doing the best they can.
Well, right, right.
To Whom Much Is Given also provided a platform from which these youngsters could be heard for a change. And after watching this film, I submit to you, Stephen, your life will be forever changed in terms of how you perceive young people, how you look at young people.
Mm-hmm.
The attitude will change. Young people today are yearning for a sense of belonging. Too often they feel that their only options are gang involvement, drugs, or violence. And I submit to you that adults, especially parents or guardians, again, must be conjoined in their efforts to give that hand up and not a handout. And I can't say that often enough.
Yeah,
and if we want our children to have a good future, we must be willing to buy into their needs. Pragmatism is evident throughout this film, and my primary goal in dealing with this at-risk youth population is to help them build self-esteem, especially self-respect and respect for others. Does anyone not know that a kid who does not like himself is likely to hate members of society? Verbal cuteness unintended.
Absolutely.
To Whom Much Is Given emphasizes that there are no shortcuts to progress. My working credo, there are no excuses, none. Historical, superstitious, habitual, none. And let me emphasize, I'm not naive. At-risk youth are tough, often embittered, and not scholarly candidates.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, they must continue also in their willingness to press against the pain of life to persevere.
Can you speak on, you know, because you talked about the community, the home situation, and I know what was a challenge for me is when I worked with the youth, you would have a kid come in and, I mean, excel through the program.
Yes.
But once he finished or graduated, he was back in the same environment where he got in trouble in, you know, that was difficult for him to deal with anyway. How are you all able to allow them to see beyond that environment, their friends, their family, and continue to be progressive?
Well, I take two approaches. Number one, understanding, and you're hitting it right on the head, understanding that no matter what you do, how effectively you work with a young person for that 6, 7, or 8 hours a day, if he or she returns to that familiar environment at the end of every day, they are most likely going to resort to that behavior that's natural to them in that environment. So as for my 11th and 12th graders, I provide incentives that will encourage them to stay in the house, read, do homework, et cetera, by putting them on my payroll here for I pay them for 2 hours a day, even though they give up only 15 minutes. But with the understanding that hour and 45 minutes will go toward your Saturday's work in case we're going to have the need to do a cleanup, et cetera. So this financial encouragement goes a long way and has a lot of weight for these kids because in most cases there's nobody in the world that they can go and get a dime from.
Yeah,
okay?
True.
And then upon graduation, I will seek ways to find unemployment for them. And these are some of the things I've done. Number one, if a student graduates and his behavior has been intact and his mannerisms are not maladaptive, then I will go to the community and find the kid a job, even if it means saying to the employer, I'm willing to pay 50% of this
wow.
kid's cost for the first 9 months.
Wow.
And,
wow.
and once these kids are able to continue observing this unconditional love, trust me that the more they adjust to the concept of being decent by society standards, the more
mm-hmm.
natural it becomes. After 4, 5, or 6 months, then we try and encourage them to get a single apartment unit or one bedroom outside of their natural environment in terms of where they've been living.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And
that's
that
important.
Works. And you're mm-hmm. hitting it right on the head. No
mm-hmm.
matter what you do, if they are returned to the same environment, then that same behavior is going to reoccur.
Right. Can you speak more on 11 weeks to graduation day, 11 weeks to change their future? Can you speak on that?
Yes. When I decided to do the documentary, we had 11 weeks prior to graduation. They were excited about it. Everybody was excited about the prom. Every year I provide a fully paid junior and senior prom for the kids.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I rent a very large boat, 3 decks, accommodates 120 people. I rent the boat for an evening, and I get the tuxedos for the kids and the gowns,
oh,
et cetera.
Wow.
Have the girls'
yeah.
hair fixed. We bring in ladies to teach them how to walk in high-heeled shoes, et cetera. and when you see them on that boat, you'll find that there are as many young people crying as you will find those laughing and seemingly enjoying themselves. They are saddened. It's almost like a glad joy.
Right, yeah.
They look so beautiful. Many of the boys have never had on a suit before, let alone a tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't stay out of the mirror. And I might add also that, you know, I'm a big, tough guy, but, you know, I can be kind of soft when it comes to the love for the kids. And it's really a wonderful experience. So it costs you $15,000-$16,000 during the month of June, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, it is.
When
it
you're
changes
willing
their
to,
lives.
I'm sorry?
It changes their lives.
Yes. You know, and I've been able, I've touched the lives of more than 2,000 kids during the last 20 years. But my commitment has been an unconditional commitment to them and their families.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that there is lots of hunger in the inner city. My kids don't have to be without. If I notice that a student appears to be functioning at a low energy level, I will find a way to go to the student and talk to him about his problems. Then I'll call grandmother or whomever and express my concerns about the low energy level. And very often they'll say, well, you know, I will, after having asked, you know, how is the kid eating at home? Is he eating? And usually they'll say, well, you know, things are a little tight right now. And then I will go get in my car and go and pick up grandmother, and we'll go to the supermarket, and I'll load them up with the understanding that you don't tell the child I did this because I don't want him or her to feel compromised.
Exactly.
Because
anything
that I do is from the heart. Also, 20 years ago, I was encouraged by a dear friend who's a deputy probation officer with the L.A. County Probation Department with a reserve
mm-hmm.
board, and he taught me into that, and I became involved as a senior reserve deputy probation officer, which really gave me some real insight.
Right, exactly.
And on their lifestyles in terms of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it just opened up a world of knowledge to me, and I began to realize that, you know, these teenagers, even those who give off an air of bullying, most of them are just big babies who are looking for
mm-hmm.
unconditional love.
Exactly.
And once they know that that is there, then they have found a whole new life,
mm-hmm.
you know, a grand epiphany. You know, one of the saddest things I realized that I experienced last year was a grandmother brought a 19-year-old son. and to be registered here at school. And, of course, I will always opt to take the older, bigger boys because they tend to be more intimidating, and most of the schools will shun them.
Yeah,
knowing that there's a need there, I will try and reach out to them before anybody else because I know how hard it is to place some of them. Well, during the interview, I refer to the kid as to the young man as son, and I noticed he wasn't particularly didn't appear to be particularly fond of that term. So then I asked him, "Do you have a good relationship with your dad?" And he didn't say anything. His mother, grandmother, looked down and she said, "He doesn't really know his dad." I said, "Well, he's going to know one now." And I looked at him and I said, "Son, I will love you like a father, but taking your stuff, I will never do." And, you know, he stood up and he said, "Do me a favor, sir. I'm tired of people telling me that they love me when they don't mean it. And do me a favor. Don't say that again because you don't know me, therefore you can't love me." And I explained to him that he is God's creature.
Mm-hmm.
And I can love him because I have the capacity in my heart and soul to love him. The long and short of it is, that young man graduated this year.
Wow.
He calls me about twice a week. And guess what he calls me? Dad.
Wow.
You know, I have often have sessions with parents about the students' behavior at home, and some of the horror stories they would share with me from time to time are just unreal. Because I see one kind of behavior here on campus that is, I mean, it is bound in perfection, where kids, of course, I don't allow the foul language, I don't allow the rap music with unacceptable phrases, et cetera.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes the parents or grandparents will call and say, "You know, I need you to come to my house and sit and talk with him. And it's amazing that sometimes I will visit. It's all about manipulation. Who knows better than you? You worked in this industry.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I would go in the house and I would appear to be frustrated, and I very quickly would find a way to say to the student, "You know, I'm not angry with you. I'm hurt. I didn't know you would do this to me."
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say things like, "Well, you know, sir, I wasn't doing this to you. I was just upset." And I'll have these 17, 18, 19-year-old boys who think they're hardened gangbangers turn to grandmother tearfully and say, "I'm sorry, I won't do it anymore."
Yeah.
And when they come to school the next day, it's common for them to walk into my office and say, "Pops, I'm sorry, are you mad with me?" And then I'll say something like, "No, I'm still hurt, but don't do that to me anymore." And smile at them.
Right, and let them know it's okay.
Yes. Okay. My excitement about To Whom Much Is Given is you have an hour, 34 minutes of intelligence that any viewer would find enlightening. And I encourage people to sit down and watch this. And if you do, again, if I may be repetitious, your life will be forever changed for the better. We have bred a society of people, young people who are hurting, and we have to take some ownership in that. This film addresses a real chaotic state of affairs for our young people. We can no longer afford the luxury of turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to their maladaptive behavior. These kids are looking for hope. They're looking for that sense of belonging. If they're going to have a prosperous or successful or happy future, they don't know how to access those roads which will lead them there.
Therefore, we
need to buy into their needs. And again, we need to extend that hand up and not that hand out. And when they find that sense of caring, you will never get rid of them. I have students who've come through and who graduated 15, 16 years ago, who went on to college to get a four-year degree. Four-year degrees are not that common through here because very often kids are so far behind when they do matriculate here. But most of them will go on to a junior college.
Okay.
And most of them will get that first job, but only if we go out, my staff and I, will take them out and hold their hands. They're frightened to death.
Yeah.
And another thing that happened, as I'm sure you realized or were able to realize, recognize when you work with this population, was these kids are very often very afraid of receiving a high school diploma because the family said, well, when you turn 18, you get the diploma, you're going to get a job, and you're going to do this and that and the other. Well, the closer that young person comes to graduation, they become wrought with fear. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I got to go and get a job.
They're grown now, yeah.
So, yes. So the reason I try and introduce them to hard labor, like scrubbing floors and painting walls and washing dishes, et cetera, is so that they will already be familiar with what work's about when they step into the arena of adulthood and responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so I try and acquaint them with real life and having to invest some sweat equity every now and then.
Right.
And then once they are on a job, I follow through with them constantly. And I say things to them like, hey, my name and my reputation are on the line. Whatever you do, don't make me look bad. Because if you don't make it, it's going to be more difficult for me to bring the next kid in. They have no idea that very often I'm paying half of their salary.
Right. Exactly.
But it's a
yeah.
joy. And, again, to whom much is given, much is required.
That's true. And I like that title because it's true. You know, and I think, and you probably can speak to this because that you are able to be so giving, and that is you find your life is more rewarding because
yes.
you're giving of yourself and your time. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I have been blessed with about, during the past 20 years, probably 30 unofficial godchildren.
Wow.
Students will leave. Many of them will get married and have children, and some don't completely do the formal thing, but they'll come back and they'll say, this is your godchild. I explain to them what that means in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, well, you know, for those that are not married, et cetera, I'd say, well, you know, if you guys are going to get married, you know, I'd like to attend the ceremony. And upon your marriage, then, we're going to sit down and figure out how I can play the role of a godfather.
Wow.
I have children, parents are bringing children here who are 12 and 13 years old. And they will say to me, I had to bring Susie or Johnny here because, you know, they're getting out of control. But I told them I was going to bring them here to talk with you because I know you'll get them straightened out.
Wow.
And that's a very humbling thing to hear from your former students.
Yeah.
You know,
really
for example, on this campus, we don't allow sagging. I think it's very disrespectful, and it shows no respect for self.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I was driving down the street on the way home, and I saw this man walking with these two little kids and a lady, and his pants I mean, he was really sagging real bad. So I tooted the horn, and he looked around, and I recognized him. The first thing he did was he reached down and pulled his pants up. And I scolded him. I said, come here. What are you
wow.
doing?
Wow.
And you know what he said to me? Sorry, Pops, I didn't have my belt in this.
the excuses come.
Yes. But this is a reminder. That was a reminder of self-respect because he could have just as easily said to me, man, you know, what I do is not your business. You know, even though he had been out of here for 10 years, he still respected me, and I appreciate it. And these are humbling experiences for me.
I can imagine.
Yes. And so I want to encourage your listening audience to please go to our website. Go to manlymovies.com and please order the tape. And if you're not satisfied with this, and I don't say this lightheartedly, if you're not satisfied with this tape, if you feel that you've not gotten anything out of it, I'll refund 100% of your money.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who'd like to call us, the corporate office, The phone number is 818-509-4233. They may go to our website, again, manlymovies.com. They can order the tape through amazon.com, or if they would like to order direct, they can send a check or money order to Manly Movie Productions. That's Manly with an E, M-A-N-L-E-Y. And the address is 4804 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's L-A-U-R-E-L, Canyon Boulevard, Suite 809. North Hollywood, California, 91607. All and if right. you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, you know, I just want to thank you, you know, for all that you're doing in the community. I know firsthand that these young adults need this. They need this love. They need this guidance. They need the support. And so I want to thank you for what you do. And also, we have a connection through a young lady who just launched her cable network, and she's interested in airing the documentary on her network. So we'll get you that information.
Oh, what
as
a
well.
Blessing!
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. Thank
I just
you.
Want to thank you again for coming on tonight, and I encourage everyone to check out "To Whom Much Is Given."
Yes.
Your life will be changed. So thank you so thank much, Dr. Manley, and have a great night. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Be blessed.
We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. Before we go on to Steve's playlist, I have quick program announcements. Mableton Business Exchange, if you're in Atlanta, and the Home Rules News are proud to present an open house for the Mableton Moose Fraternity. It's actually a free event for anyone in the South Cab and Lithia Springs area. It's a free event. It's going to have children activities, radio broadcasting, and much more. They also have a buffet. You can, if you have $10, you can eat from their buffet, and for children, it's $5. For more information, look up Mableton Business Exchange and Home Rule News on Facebook, and you'll be able to see more about the event. Later this week, I'll be announcing the date that my new single, Addicted to Love, will be available for download on iTunes. And so definitely look out for that, and I appreciate everyone's support there. Now, let's go on to Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week, we select artists to play on our playlist, and trust me, I'm listening to the music. I'm listening to the music. Tonight, our playlist features songs by both independent major artists, including Black, I can't pronounce it, R. Kelly, and the late, great Whitney Houston and Jordan Sparks, in honor of the movie that's coming out this week, later this week. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email me at thestephenightshow@gmail.com, attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional pics. Now remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by Brandy, featuring Chris Brown, entitled Put It Down. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Sitting here, thinking of you, with a candle lit, and I did feel your lips, your tender kiss, just ooh, ooh, ooh. What am I gonna do? I'm
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tika Town.
Tika Town.
It's Junebug.
Junebug.
Ah.
Ah.
Swanty Muse.
Swanty Muse.
Yeah, we getting it in.
Getting it in.
Tika Town.
Tika Town.
Oh, well. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't play party, I make it triple axel. And if I don't get her, I know my stats will. Whole world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't print money, I make it triple axel. And if I don't get her, I know my stats will.
In your girl house like Beyonce album. She said that I relax, that I'm Beyonce Valium. Fully with gold teeth, Nelson months with fronts. And I need brain, been feeling like a judge for months. One ain't enough, I need more of them hoes. So I can show them my naked Captain Morgan pose. Never seen PC, I ain't president's choice. Went to your girl's house and left the residence moist. I'm a lone ranger, the gun is Tonto. I could hit a Coors Light with a blindfold. Skulls and twins, that's a threesome pronto. Cause my style been colder than Toronto. You could get touched, iPhone screen. Your girl's on me, iPhone meme. Mechanic for that pussy front end specialist. Air it out, both hands, ambidextrous.
Cold world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't flip money, I make a triple axel. And if I don't get her, I know my stats will. Cold world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't flip money, I make a triple axel. And if I don't get her, I know my stats will.
Bopping like Hanson. The coke was whiter than Marilyn Manson. Mixed with Richard Branson and little Ted Danson. You should have sent that ransom for your grandson. Should have paid that money order for your little daughter. She ain't even played with the toys that you bought her. Or get a chance to say the 8 words that you taught her. And now look, another lamb let you slaughter. Shit, that's foul, ask the ref. Your style's lazy, boys, put your ass to rest. You niggas lost your life through the lack of vest. And I could tell you on my worst day at your best. Got a bad Spanish bitch that work at Fido. Strips on the weekend, but that's my dough. But your best friend's now, baby, you're a later. One that pussy delivers, pure later.
Cold world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't flip money, I make a triple axel. And if I don't get up, I know my stats will. Cold world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't flip money, I make a triple axel. And if I don't get up, I know my stats will.
I drop crazy shit. Insane turds, you nerds are a game, you angry birds. Got no time for friends, cause they whackin' phony. And they about as gangsta as Zach and Cody. Ain't never snitch, you can ask my Coley. Took the 4 years and told the crown to fucking blow me. And I'm in your girl mouth, Crest Pro Health. You niggas anti-money, weak pro wealth. Took a loss, ball like it didn't happen. Niggas still get folded like a dinner napkin. June ain't gangster, he live in the burbs. But this better grow wild since selecting the girls. And your middle still mad cause I ain't call her back. But I was waving around the Mac in the cul-de-sac. Got the force from a guard, so I scraping from a cell. Only nigga do a FaceTime sitting in the jail.
Cold world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't flip money, I make a triple axel. And if I don't get up, I know my stats will. Cold world, need a seat. I don't need a bitch, I just need a beat. I don't flip money, I make a triple axel. And if I don't get up, I know my stats will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I know my stats will.
Tika Town. 2012. We here.
I know my stats will.
Junebug.
Junebug.
That 416, that 905.
I know my stats will.
Out.
Out.
I know my stats will.
It all comes down to this. What's all the attitude? What are you so bent for?
Why do you think I'm bent?
Bent because you're always bent. You got an attitude like that.
I have an attitude because you're always lying. Don't you think I'm tired?
Tired of what?
I'm tired of me lying. Yes.
I don't think so. I don't lie to you. You know I don't lie to you.
I'm so glad that I left your way. Listen, now sometimes I feel lonely. So what you gonna do? There's no more me and you. Go ahead and do
Monique, you need on the beat. So tired, so tired. Tika Town.
Tika Town.
Got this R&B on lock.
Tika Town.
Yeah.
Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm at the end of chinchilla. You know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course
baby,
meal for real.
I need but no one compares to you.
That was Steve's playlist. I wanted to thank our special guest, Dr. Manley, again for coming on, and just the work that he's doing in L.A., and hopefully it encourages you all to be giving in your own lives. Remember, you can check out his documentary, To Whom Much Is Given, at manleymovies.com, M-A-N-L-E-Y, movies.com. I want to thank you all for joining us as always, and we'll be back next week with another live show. Until next week, God bless.